Are you an LA sports fan? Do you live in or near LA County? If so, you have found the podcast for you. This is Conversations with Connor. I am your host, Connor Alishire, and I am here to provide you with weekly updates and opinions regarding your favorite sports teams throughout the Los Angeles area. This is the best time to be a sports fan, especially as since one league is heading into the postseason, another one around the corner is getting ready to start. In the basketball world, you have both the LA Lakers and the LA Clippers. Although there are many people in LA that like to say that it's just a Lakers city, the Clippers are still part of Los Angeles and deserve their respect. The LA Clippers currently have a 35-30 record and sit in the 8th spot of the Western Conference. A game winner in overtime against the Sacramento Kings, coming from superstar Kawhi Leonard, gave the Clippers their latest win. Though they are currently the 8th seed in the Western Conference and could make the playoffs due to being in the play-in, they would need to beat teams like the Sacramento Kings or Dallas Mavericks in order to make it to the first round. On the other side of the LA basketball world, your Los Angeles Lakers are currently the 3rd seed in the Western Conference and are only one game behind the Denver Nuggets for the 2nd seed. Recently, they had their 8-game winning streak broken by their all-time rival, the Boston Celtics. Though you may think this was any other game, superstar LeBron James suffered a groin strain during the game and is now set to be out of action for 1 to 2 weeks. James being out will make the Lakers rely on recently acquired superstar Luka Doncic to help rally the team down this stretch while LeBron is out of action. Reports are saying that there is really not much concern about James's injury, but with the standings being as close as they are, having him sitting out for 1 to 2 weeks could prove to be detrimental down the stretch for the Lakers. Though Luka is still getting acclimated to being a Los Angeles Laker, he has been playing back to his old self as he has put up 30 or more points in his last 3 games. While you can't replace LeBron, Luka told reporters after the Celtics game that James should take his time to get healthy and that the team needs to have a next man up mentality down this stretch while LeBron is healing. On Monday, they lost in a close game to the Brooklyn Nets, even though Luka ended up putting up a 20-point triple-double. The Lakers have 19 games remaining in their regular season schedule and are currently on a road trip to play the likes of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Denver Nuggets. In the baseball world, the season for your Los Angeles Angels and Los Angeles Dodgers is about to start. For the LA Angels, there are many reasons to be hopeful for your team's success. One reason is that the team has made multiple off-season acquisitions that can help the team moving forward. Those include the likes of Kenley Jansen and Jorge Soler. Jansen was a late acquisition in the off-season, but has been a very successful reliever and closer in his career, which could really help benefit Ben Joyce as he could learn a lot from him. Another reason to be excited is that superstar outfielder Mike Trout is finally switching positions in the outfield. His move from center field to right field is a move years in the making, and they are hopeful that this move can keep him healthy for the season. Trout has been a household name for the Angels since he debuted, And so protecting his health should be the team's number one priority, especially if he can produce the numbers he had during his MVP seasons. For the Dodgers, their season will begin next week on March 18th in Tokyo, Japan, against the Chicago Cubs. The Dodgers have a huge target on their backs, not just because they won the World Series, but because of the moves they made in the very next offseason after winning it all. It is extremely unprecedented for a team to win the World Series and spend as much as the Dodgers did in the very next offseason. With the team adding the likes of Blake Snell, Tanner Scott, Michael Conforto, Kirby Yates, re-signing Teoscar Hernandez, Kike Hernandez, and Clayton Kershaw, they put a huge target on their back as each team is going to play their best baseball when competing against them. As injuries have been a big problem for the Dodgers for the last few seasons, it makes sense why they added a lot of pitching talent so that hopefully they don't have to worry about all the injuries. As spring training is coming to an end, they have officially named Dustin May as the fifth starter for the Dodgers this upcoming season. This is huge for May, as he has been out with injury after injury these past few seasons and had a terrifying esophagus injury last season, which ended his season even though he was just about to return from Tommy John surgery. In other news, the Dodgers and manager Dave Roberts just agreed on a 4-year contract extension until the 2029 season. This deal gives Roberts the new highest manager deal based off of highest AAV, with making $8.1 million a year. This is huge because since he became the Dodgers manager in 2015, the Dodgers have made the playoffs just about each year, with two of those years coming with a World Series championship. With their season starting soon, they have a huge target on their back, but that just shows how good of an organization the Dodgers have been. Lastly, in the football world, there has been lots of news surrounding your Los Angeles Rams. At the beginning of the offseason, they shocked the football world when they announced that they would be looking to trade superstar wide receiver Cooper Kupp. This came as a shock, especially since he's been a huge part of this franchise ever since he was drafted, and especially was a huge reason why they won the Super Bowl in 2021 as he earned Super Bowl MVP. Their wide receiver core had Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, which is a lethal duo for any team to face, especially as they could each be the number one receiver on any team. Though they have yet to find a suitor for him, they have said that if they don't find a trade suitor before the season start, that they would end up releasing him, which would give the team some more cap space. On Monday, the offseason started and many teams were acquiring big name stars, and the Rams were one of them. They agreed to terms on a 2-year contract with star wideout Davante Adams for $46 million. This is wild to think, especially since they haven't found a place for Cooper Kupp yet, and they now have Adams and Nacua, which is a duo that is going to haunt defenses for the next two seasons. That, as well as them revising the contract of quarterback Matthew Stafford for the 2025 season. For a team that is about to get rid of a superstar like Cooper Kupp and making the NFC Championship the past season, it is hard to feel like they improved, but adding Adams to the team helps them out a lot. Personally, I feel like everyone who heard the news thought it was a shock as no one expected for Devontae to go to the Rams, but his experience as well as his skill set will complement Nacua and give the Rams a dangerous team heading into the 2025 season. If you are a Los Angeles native and are an LA sports fan, then you have found the podcast for you. This is Conversations with Connor, and I am here to provide up-to-date news and updates about your favorite sports teams. This is a podcast you can access weekly to get new information and opinions about teams playing in Los Angeles. If you want to learn more information about the podcast or get updates on when new episodes are going to be released, follow my Instagram at calishire_27. Next week's episode, we'll talk more about the upcoming baseball season as well as the upcoming basketball postseason. So follow my social and follow the podcast to learn more about your favorite sports teams.